Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Okay. Let's be real, you have probably heard it at least once on Instagram or TikTok, and that is a lucky girl syndrome. That is what we're going to be talking about today, because some people just seem to be lucky, where everything always works out for them, opportunities pop out of nowhere, and money and abundance constantly finds them, and you're just sitting there in awe, wondering how they're doing it. Well, that changes today, because today we're making sure that you get to is your Jupiter. So we're going to dive right in and make sure by the end of this video, you're living in your own lucky girl syndrome. So let's talk about how to program your energy for luck based on Jupiter. What you have to understand is that Jupiter is connected to two different signs. We have one, the masculine fire sign Sagittarius, which is all about travels, about wisdom, about expanding your horizon, about philosophy. And then on the other hand, in traditional astrology, Jupiter is connected to Pisces, which is all about your intuition, about healing, your deep subconscious and your dreams. So you can see that Jupiter has two sides to him, but this planet overall is connected to your luck, expansion, gratitude, and your belief system, which is really interesting and is actually giving you insight on how to activate your lucky girl energy with ease. But we're going to get into that in a few seconds. Before that, I want to make sure that you also know that your Jupiter is connected to your male lineage. So your male lineage is speaking through your Jupiter, and your Jupiter is telling you what challenges they have and what you need to overcome. And once you embody the energy of your Jupiter healthily, you actually are gifted the benefits of this energy, and you are basically gifted your personal lucky girl energy by your male lineage. And that is something very powerful and very deep to understand and dive into. So really understanding that your luck, expansion, and power really depends on your limiting beliefs that you hold currently, because Jupiter is connected to your belief system, and also is about learning how to embody the energy of your Jupiter in a healthy way. But we're gonna dive into that a little more deeply now. So let's talk about how to program your energy for luck. Jupiter is connected to two different signs. On one hand, Jupiter is connected to Sagittarius, which is a masculine fire sign, all about expanding your horizon for travels, wisdom, philosophy. And on the other hand, Jupiter is connected to Pisces, a feminine water sign, all about your intuition, your deep subconscious, healing, and your dreams. So you can see that Jupiter has a very big variety, but generally this planet is connected to your luck, expansion, abundance, and your belief system, which is really important and a really big part in how to activate your lucky girl energy. And it is also connected to your male lineage. So your male lineage is speaking through your Jupiter placement and is actually telling you what challenges you need to overcome, and really gifting you this placement and telling you that you need to learn how to master and embody this energy in a healthy way to actually live in lucky girl energy with ease. So you could say that your male lineage is trying to gift you your lucky girl energy, and it's time that you embrace it. If you would like a breakdown of all the parts of your chart, every planet, every house, every sign, then be sure to download my free Divine Blueprint Guide, linked in the description, where I break down every part of your chart for you so you can understand all of the gifts that your birth chart has to offer and actually live your dream life by really understanding your unique signature. But let's go even deeper into your Jupiter placement. First, there are general things that you can do to really activate your lucky girl energy and to honor Jupiter's energy. And that is why I said Jupiter is connected to your belief system, because this is a very important part when it comes to activating and living in lucky girl energy. Because your self-concept, your self-image, the way that you see yourself is everything. Because the way that you see yourself and the beliefs that you hold about yourself are shaping your reality. And that is the truth and the gift that Jupiter wants to bring you. It wants to tell you that it is time to let go of the limitations, because Jupiter is not someone who believes, or not a planet that believes in limitations. This is about expanding farther and further than anything you could ever imagine. So to really activate this energy and have opportunities flow in, to just live a life where everything aligns for you, it is really important to understand where you're limiting yourself inside of your mind and reprogram your subconscious mind and rewire those limiting beliefs that you hold about yourself. And there are different ways that you can do that, either through tapping, you can do self-talk rampages. I have affirmation songs on my channel as well. All of these things are going to help you in reprogramming your subconscious mind. Shadow work is a beautiful, beautiful part of this, because it's so important that to understand, to really see the opportunities in your life, you need to let go of the things that are limiting you currently. Because you know that saying where people say you have rose-colored glasses on, and sometimes we have shit-colored glasses on, and that is the problem, because your beliefs are the glasses which you see everything through. You're looking at your world through these glasses that are your beliefs. So to understand and really honor and activate your Jupiter energy, it is important to ask yourself where you're still limiting yourself. And your personal Jupiter can give you insight into that, because your personal Jupiter tells you what beliefs you need to implement to really activate this energy in your life. For me, I have my Jupiter in Aries. So for the longest time, I was really afraid of aggression, and I wasn't someone who took risks. I am a very calculated, cautious person who wants to think about everything first. And when it comes to my Jupiter in Aries, this is about taking risks, being courageous, being bold, and really going first, being a leader. But that was something that I tried to shy away from and tried to hide from really heavily, especially during my childhood and teenage years. I was not someone who would say, I will do it, or go front row, or just take up space and speak up for the things that I want. But that actually changed because I learned that I need to implement beliefs that honor my Jupiter. And that is when I'm looking at my Jupiter, like I said, connected to risk, being bold, being a leader, I started to implement beliefs that are connected to this. So saying to myself, it's okay to go first. I take risks. I am bold. I speak up for the things that I believe in. I set boundaries. I am my own authority. I don't need the validation of anybody. I live my life for me. So really focusing on myself, because Aries is connected to individuality, to yourself. And that is why I say download my free Divine Blueprint Guide. You will see the themes that your Jupiter is connected to and understand how to use this energy for your life and really activate it for you. So that is the easiest way to do it, to really look at the general energy of your Jupiter. For me, Aries, like I said, allowing myself to be bold, take risks, all of these things. Once I implemented beliefs and really repeated those beliefs in my life, that is when shit started to shift, because my energy changed. The way that I saw the world, the glasses that I put on and saw the world and myself through changed. And that is when things actually started working out for me. People gave me free shit. People were so nice to me. I had things handed to me out of nowhere, and things started working out. And that is because I leaned into my Jupiter energy and I understood how to embody Aries energy healthily. And because, of course, I want you to tap into your own natural luck, we're going to look at Jupiter in the signs. So first, I want to make sure that we start with Jupiter in the fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. If you have your Jupiter in any of these signs, it is so important for you to implement healthy beliefs around making big, bold moves, about taking risks, about being seen, about taking center stage. This is the most important part for you to activate your lucky girl energy. Because like I said, once I did that, once I decided to come out of hiding, once I decided to step outside of the shadows and implement those beliefs, put on those new glasses, that is when everything started to change. So this is what you need to do to activate your natural magnetism for abundance, opportunities, and luck. Then we're going to look at Jupiter in an earth sign. So that is Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. If you have your Jupiter in any of these signs, for you, it's really about structure, about mastery, and about consistency. So implementing healthy beliefs around all of that is going to help you. Also, connecting to your body, being in the present, because these are earth signs. So they are in the physical. This is not for you to be in your head. This is for you to be in nature, to be present, to be in gratitude when you're going on walks, to talk about the things that you want out loud when you are in nature, connecting to your desires when you are here, when you are present, connecting to your body's inner wisdom. And like I said, implementing healthy beliefs around being consistent, your ambitions, your body as well, and really your mastery and your structures, allowing yourself to be structured, allowing yourself to be a person who goes after their goals consistently and doesn't think that you're a flaky person or that you don't do the things that you say you're going to do, really making those commitments and telling yourself, I am a person who goes after what they want. I am a person who honors their commitments to themselves. I'm a person who listens to their inner body's wisdom. That is going to help you activate your natural magnetism and luck. If you have your Jupiter in an air sign, so Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, your network and your words are very important. So allowing yourself to speak your truth, allowing yourself to be seen with your words, and really implementing healthy beliefs around that. So about showing up into the world and being seen for the things that you want to communicate, for the things that you want to share, for the visions that you have, for the truth that you have is very, very important for you. Your words are magic and you can speak things into existence. Also, your network is really important. So really implementing healthy beliefs around attracting the right people into your network, into your community, is going to be key to activating your natural magnetism and luck. Now, last but not least, if you have your Jupiter in a water sign, which is Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, this is all about listening to your intuition, your emotions, and connecting to your deep spiritual gifts. For you, it's so important to implement healthy beliefs around listening to your feelings and your intuition, about honoring that inner voice inside, spending time in stillness, spending time doing shadow work, spending time to connect to your inner self, and diving into your deepest desires, into your deepest fears, letting them go, seeing them with compassion and empathy, and then really having those healthy beliefs around listening to your intuition and honoring your emotions. That is going to make you naturally lucky. At the end of the day, the wisdom that Jupiter is trying to bring you and gift you is to understand that the way that you expect things to go, the things that you assume about your life, the way that you think and believe about yourself and your life is the way that is going to happen. And the best way to change that is by activating your healthy Jupiter energy and by living a life in the expectancy of luck, in the expectancy of things working out. And that takes practice. That is a journey. But ask yourself if you want to live a life limited by your own beliefs, by your own head, by your own thoughts, or if you are ready to implement those new beliefs, to take those risks, to do those things and believe the best. Allow yourself to let hope blossom inside of you, to believe in the good things, to believe in luck, and to embody the energy of your Jupiter healthily. And that is going to bring you all of the magnetism, all of the opportunities, and all of the abundance that you want. Take a chance on yourself. Do not waste your life by limiting yourself. Yes, you have learned these limiting beliefs your whole life. Your parents, your teachers, your friends, society has told you what your life is supposed to look like, what you can and can't do. But the thing is that it is your responsibility to take action, to see yourself in a different light, and to activate your lucky girl energy. Nobody else can do it for you. And that is why I say, don't compare yourself to anybody else in your life. The way that you activate your lucky girl energy is unique to you. Your luck, your magnetism is unique to you, because your birth chart, all of the energies in your chart are completely unique. And that is the key. The key is to understand every part of your birth chart and honor these energies, to embody your unique energies and not try to copy someone else's, because that is never going to work. That is the thing with social media. When you have people sharing their tips and advice, that is so beautiful and that is so helpful and so necessary in this life. And at the same time, I don't want you to stress out or question yourself or think that there's something wrong with you because it's not working for you. And that could just be because you're trying to do it like somebody else's, because you're trying to copy someone else's strategy. You're trying to copy somebody else's energetic signature when it's not your own. And that is the only fault. It is not your existence. It is not you that is at fault for things not working out, for things not going the way that you want. It is not your fault. It is not that you are wrong inherently, that there is inherently something wrong with you, or that you inherently lack something. Actually, you already have everything that you want. You already have the cheat code and the blueprint for everything that you desire in your birth chart. It is about making money. Is it about next moves in your career? Every part of your chart gives you the answers, gives you the insight that you need. So stop comparing yourself and start understanding your beautiful, your unique and amazing energies, and that is actually the cheat code and the way that you are going to get everything that you desire. And if you want support, if you want answers, if you want someone to look at your birth chart and tell you what you need to know, then make sure to join Hot Girl Guidance. I will put the link in my description. This is my weekly question and answer, where I answer your question with a voice note, going in depth and in detail, giving you actionable steps and tips that you can take to achieve, create, manifest, magnetize anything that you desire. My answers are going to be all about you. Whatever it is that you want to know, I'm going to give you the answer inside of Hot Girl Guidance. So just experiment with this. Enjoy this journey of diving into your Jupiter and activating, living out this lucky girl energy, expecting the best of the best, and make sure to put those rose-colored glasses on. And I will see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this video or this podcast episode, if you're listening, make sure to like, subscribe, comment. I want to hear about you, about your Jupiter placement, how you've experienced it, what emotions came up, what you have learned. I want to hear all about it. So let me know in the comments, and I will see you next time. Bye.